final, essentially for the starters, the final preseason game for a lot of you guys and the final dress rehearsal. How long do you expect to play, and what do you expect to take from this?
I have no idea how long he's going to make us play, but however long he have us out there, we're going to have to execute the plays that's called and do our best and continue to start off on the right foot.
I'd say if that's been one thing that's looked really good for this team in the first two, it's been the way the first team guys have played. How big is it now to carry it over and kind of build it up since you're going to play probably a little bit more?
I mean, it's very important for us. I mean, we started off good, but, you know, at the end of the day, you have to finish too. So, I mean, we're going to go out there and have a long – he have us out there. We're going to have to play hard and run to the ball. And I think that we've been doing pretty well, just running to the ball and making plays.
This team's got elite players on both sides of the ball. I mean, Arizona's pretty good personnel, aren't they? They got a lot of good football players.
Arizona always had a lot of good football players, and they got a great quarterback over there. And, you know, I play here with Carson, and he's been looking pretty great and over there, and he's doing a good job of leading his guys, and we expect him to be out there with his best.
Any bitterness from the fans who have said Carson stinks and all that kind of stuff? Is that just the fans? You guys pretty cool with him still?
I have nothing to do with that. I know Carson, and in my book, he's a great guy and an excellent player, and you know, he's been handling it pretty well, I guess, hasn't he?
You guys playing on the national spotlight. You know, you're going to get more play this time, most likely. Is this a chance for you guys to send a message before the regular season starts?
I mean, I'm not worried about sending a message. I mean, when they turn on the film, it speaks for itself. And, you know, that's always been our motto, go out there and play hard and let our tape speak for itself.
Hey, you guys have now had a couple games with Paul. Hey, you're starting to feel a little bit more – I know you were comfortable probably before, but a better understanding now of kind of what Paul expects from you guys.
Yes, a better understanding how he wanted and everything. You know, like you say, we've been around Paulie G for a while, and we know how he coaches and how he wants things, and it's just now just putting his cement and going out there putting it in between the lines.
If you could pinpoint a difference, what's probably been the most notable difference between him and Zim for you guys?
They both great coaches. I mean, we play, and whatever you call, we're going to go execute.
Jermaine Gresham likes to mess around with the media. Do you think he'll ever talk to us?
No, he would never, ever talk to you guys. That's about all you're going to see him waving socks and stuff in front of the camera.
Can you talk about the penalties? There's been a lot more this preseason, a lot of defensive holding calls. Has that kind of caught you off guard? Has it changed your game at all in these first couple preseason games?
I mean, I think that's the question you're going to have to ask Marvin. You know, you got to ask Marvin that question.
Don't want to get in trouble.
Nope.
Reggie, obviously, you guys are competitive guys, and having not won these first two preseason games, would it be nice just from a mental standpoint to get a win this week?
I mean, it's always nice to win, and of course it bothers us. You know, we always want to win games around here, and you know, that's where we come in as veterans and help out our young guys and make sure they know what they're doing. And, you know, that's what we're going to have to do this week and make sure they everybody know where they go, because we're going to need everybody this year. I mean, we used everybody the last couple of years, and we expect our backups to be like starters, so we'll be able to go a long way with that.
I know Vontez has talked to you about this coming into this year about taking a bigger leadership role. You being one of the leaders on this defense, have you seen that from him?
Vontez is always leading, man. I mean, his play speaks for itself. I mean, if you don't want to play with a guy like that next to you, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I love playing next to him, man, just the energy that he give off. I mean, he lead by example. I mean, I'm not a outspoken leader or anything. I let my play speak for itself and lead by example, and that's just pretty much it. I think he's doing a wonderful job of doing that.